stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
Actually, it's Andy Pate, party of choice.
And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush for one more day. John Rush will return to Rush to Reason on Monday. Yay.
Good. Hope he's having a good vacation.
I am sure he is. And by the way, folks, he won't be back tomorrow, and I'll remind you at the end of the next hour, but Dan Muir will be sitting in for John's Saturday morning show, so get ready for that.
That'll be wonderful.
Okay. And next to me, of course, is Susan Koshevar of the 88 Drive-In. And Susan, this week's movies I'm doing in your honor because you own a theater.
I do.
And obviously all movies are better on the big screen. I understand that. And you would say that because you run a theater. I would say that because I manage theaters. But also they just are, right, with the sound and sights and everything. But there are movies that, man, oh, man, oh, man, if you can see them on the big screen, and a lot of these are re-released. They're re-releasing right now a lot of these movies. And they are so fun to see in the big screen. They are so incredible to where when you rent them at home, it is not the same experience at all. Am I right?
Totally agree. Well, you know, when you're going out to the theater, that's an experience, exciting, especially when it's a brand new movie. So there's that aspect of it as well. But that's what we did all last summer was run retros.
And people liked it.
People loved it. We did well.
Yeah, and all, you know, there's the roar of the crowd, even if they're in cars around you. It's just it's the group fun. It's the knowing that there's group fun. So, folks, you're looking at movies. A lot of times these are going to be movies that obviously have the big special effects or the wide open, you know, places like a lot of Westerns.
Yes.
Right? You're going to be looking at movies that maybe are crowd pleasers with the kids.
For sure.
And those kinds of things. Those are the movies that belong on the big screen. Richard's ready. I'm ready. You're ready. We'll talk about it after the break. And one more time, folks, if you have any ideas for big screen movies, give us a call at 303-477-5600. If you can remember the first, you know, you don't have to, but if you can remember the first movie theater where you saw that movie, that's bonus points. That's pretty cool. We'd love to hear it. And also, of course, if you want to go to the Rush to Reason text line at 307-200-8222, John Rush is receiving those texts and he will relay them to me. So I will get those and I will read them on the air. I would love it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, we'll do that right when we come back from the break. But first, American National Insurance, folks, with fires, blizzards, and just things going wrong, you need someone who always treats you right. Make sure you have the coverage you really need in unpredictable times by calling Paul Leuenberger at 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789. And ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Affordable Interest Mortgage with Kurt Rogers. Now is a great time to get home improvement work done. By the way, that's really true, Susan, because a lot of contractors have more free time now at this time of year, but they can get in your house and get a lot of work done. And with interest rates at historic lows, the money for all that work is cheap. Call Kurt Rogers at Affordable Interest Mortgage. He'll get the cash you need to upgrade and probably lower your rates as well. Call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush one more day, together with Susan Koshvar of the 88 Drive-In. And we're going to talk about movies that you want to see on the big screen. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Fantastic.
All right. I know Richard will be calling in any moment here, but why don't we start with a movie clip? Because if there was ever a movie that I think was phenomenal on the big screen, it is this one. It is Independence Day.
Yes.
Here we go.
Did you get us out of here in 30 seconds?
I ain't heard no fat lady.
Forget the fat lady. You're obsessed with the fat lady. Drive us out of here. Uh-oh, they're closing up on us. Is that closing?
Shut up!
Must go faster. Must go faster. Go!
Awesome movie.
Was that a great scene?
It really was.
And by the way, every now and then a movie comes along that takes special effects and advances it to a new plateau, to where then you see all kinds of movies come after it that have to raise their level up to that. And I'll bet there have been movies that were like in production that actually had to, shall we say, postpone their release just so they could catch up with something that came out before them.
Could be, yeah. They do sometimes postpone them for reasons.
Oh, it was incredible. And it was funny. It was entertaining. I loved the dialogue. But the look of it, the special effects, where you first had the aliens shoot down through the Empire State Building and burn out a whole city. We had never seen anything like that before, ever. And there had been Godzilla movies. There had been all kinds of stuff. We had absolutely never seen anything like that in our lives. And we've seen more of it since.
Yeah,
but Independence Day made it happen. Richard, are you there?
I am here now.
We are joined by Richard Rush of Rush to Reason. Hey, Richard, what do you think of my first one there, Independence Day?
Yeah, that is, you know, a pretty stinking good starting off one. I mean, I think a lot of these are going to have very familiar effects, because let's be honest, right? You know, you're not going to see, and this is going to be an ode to my dad, Schindler's List is probably not going to make the top of our, you know, maybe for him, maybe, and so maybe that is the ode to him. But yeah, I mean, there's a certain type of movie that is just much better seen in theaters, and Independence Day is one of them, very at the very top.
Yeah, I mean, these are kind of movies where, Richard, if it was re-released in the theaters, now you don't want to, let's face it, we don't want to pay $15 to go see a movie we can rent for the most part. But for these kinds of movies, I would consider it. I would definitely consider it. And in fact, I've done it. It's just so fun. Go ahead.
Well, and theaters need to start doing more and more of that, especially right now with a lot of these theaters offering, you know, you can rent out a theater for, you know, $150 or something like that, you know, $200 for, you know, for 20 people, right? Honestly, these theaters need to be doing that and offer these old selections, right, of movies. And, you know, I'm going to get to one in a second, but I think it's a great idea because people would, you know, they again, a discounted rate, you know, $7-$8
right,
for a movie, but they would certainly do it because, again, there's nothing like, especially, you know, big screen and then especially IMAX, right, with some of these movies, there's not much better.
Susan, you're shaking your head on what, the discounted rate?
The discounted rate because, you know, you're already, your theater is held down to such a low level of patronage, and you can't even make your utility payment. And you have to share that cost for the movie with the movie studios, and they're tough.
Okay, on a re-release, really quick here for me and Richard, because when I was managing theaters, it was all new releases back then. For a re-release, what are they going to charge you on percentage?
You know, it depends on the movie studio. It's less, but you're which wouldn't be so bad. You could probably make it that way then. But the problem is you're held down to such a low level of patronage. You just can't make it.
You're just not going to have many people come in.
Well, you have fewer people that you can't let very many people in. You can let, you know, 25 people in for a theater or something. And
oh, are you talking with COVID?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're talking with COVID. Okay, I get that now.
Without that, you know. But do you still have to share that cost with the movie studios? And so it's tough.
Okay, great point. All right, next up is Richard Rush. Go ahead, Richard.
All right, well, so, and I will. I totally agree with Susan on that point. And I will say, yeah, I'm talking as people start, well, theaters should be open and you know, full bore and stuff. But charge, again, you know, for those full theaters for people to rent out themselves and do it that way. And I think you'd get a lot of interested parties. But
yep,
in
I
one
agree.
Movie, Andy, I would go see in that, and this is one of my all-time favorite movies, is Top Gun.
Hey,
yes, yeah, for
next
sure.
Level with you know, especially the sound, right? I mean, obviously the movie and you know the fighter pilot scenes and the dog fighting and everything there, but it's just the the sounds just oh so cool. Actually, just watched the trailer for the new one that was supposed to come out last year. Hopefully, it comes out you know this year at some point in time. It's mostly full theaters would be nice and it's just a fantastic movie, and it's again one of those very similar to Independence Day, Andy. But I think, and I'll be honest, I never saw Top Gun at theaters, so it would be one thing that would be very nice if they actually were to re-release it.
I agree, and by the way, wouldn't you agree, Richard, that that's one of those that leaps you forward in that you then see a whole slew of movies that are similar to it that come out? They aren't as good,
absolutely,
but they're of the similar type, you know, the military thing with all these guys who are mavericks and they're, you know, they're on the loose and just that kind of thing. They're rebellious, but they're loyal to the country and action, action, action. It seemed like a lot of movies came out just like Top Gun after it was there.
Well, and I absolutely always try to...
And that's what good movies do.
And I always try to play like the old Top Gun with the new Top Gun, and they know studios don't like to do that. They do some really peculiar things, but I think that combination works.
I agree. I totally agree. All right. Great choice, Richard. You're up next, Susan.
Okay, so this is kind of a different one. How about Twister?
Oh,
you know, it takes
that
drive-in screen.
By the way, it starred a guy who's going to be in one of my clips coming up, Bill Paxton. What an actor. I love this guy, and he was terrific in it. Twister is another one that, honestly, people didn't see it coming. I know we look at it today, and the special effects are cheesy, but for back then?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah. How about you, Richard? Did you see Twister?
I did. Again, didn't see it in theaters because of my age there, but
sure.
Yes, a quality film, and I'm sure I could only imagine you know what it would be, especially in the drive-in. Susan, you know, to see that scene, I'm sure it'd kind of be interesting. You know, you're actually in that place where, or, you know, a place like it where it's occurring. But, yeah, fantastic. And, again, the sound effect of it would be great. Which, by the way, movie theaters need to start, you know, adding, Andy, you know, like what you have in, like, Hollywood where they, you know, they blow on your hair, you know, or they squirt water in your face or something. You know, a little bit of, you know, physical effect here.
There was a drive-in screen that was taken out by a Twister while they were showing Twister. That did happen.
Are you serious?
Totally.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay, then. All right. Is it okay if I do a couple little clips from this movie? It is a movie that I think blew people away with the visuals on the big screen, How to Train Your Dragon. Just incredible. So here we go. And this is just him talking because I think the thing, one of the things that really, well, while we think about all the flight scenes and all that, it was the personality of the guy that really made it work. Here you go.
If you ever want to get out there to fight dragons, you need to stop all
this.
But you just pointed to all of me.
Yes, that's it. Stop being all of you.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
You, sir, are playing a dangerous game. Keeping this much raw Vikingness contained, there will be consequences.
I'll take my chances.
Excuse me, barmaid. I'm afraid you brought me the wrong offspring. I ordered an extra large boy with beefy arms, extra guts and glory on the side. This is a talking fishbone.
Now, you're thinking about this all wrong. It's not so much what you look like, it's what's inside that he can't stand.
Thank you for summing that up.
Okay. I love that movie. And by the way, it got more impressive visually with each one.
Mm-hmm,
two was more impressive. Three was even more impressive than two. Although I think the story was tighter and better in the first one. What do you think, Susan?
Yeah, the colors are gorgeous in a theater.
Oh, yeah. Richard?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the animated movies are semi-hard, Andy, because you can obviously, you know, watch them at home and especially, you know, through right now. But there are some of them, such as How to Train Your Dragon, that are just fantastic, especially the flight scenes and all of that.
Agreed. Okay, Richard, you're up.
All right, so I'm going to go with a broad category here, or a broad, not a category, but I'm going to go with a broad a series, obviously, and you may know where I'm going here, and that's going to be the Star Wars series.
Hey! Because
as much as it is enjoyable to watch Star Wars at home, and fun as it is, it's just so much better in theaters, right? Like, you go, and again, the sound and the lights and the colors and the action, and it's on the big screen, and you know, when they're flying through space, and especially when they do, you know, they're jumping, you know, they're whatever it is. I'm going to mix up Star Trek, and people are going to be mad at me. You know, hyper speed or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a Star Wars. I am, but I'm not that much a Star Wars. Anyways, it's just really cool when they do all that stuff, and really, really fun, really enjoyable movies, and they've just done a really good job at making those for that. Not that you can't watch them at home, but they're so much better
in
theaters.
Yeah, and absolutely. And Star Wars was the first time that you felt weightless in space, when it was the stars were spinning around you as you were flying through.
Yeah.
Do you guys mind if I play a little clip of Han Solo trying to get out of a hard situation? Here we go.
We gotta find out which cell this princess of yours is in. Here it is. 2187. You go and get her. I'll hold him here.
Everything's under control. Situation normal.
What happened?
Had a slight weapons malfunction, but everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
We're sending a squad up.
Negative. We have a reactor leak here now. Give us a few minutes to lock it down. Large leak. Very dangerous.
Who is this? What's your operating number?
Boring conversation anyway. Whoa! We're gonna have company!
Was Harrison Ford perfect or what?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he was incredible. Sorry, I should have gestured to one of you. I was just talking. He was incredible. Harrison Ford was hilarious. The thing, Richard, it was incredible to look at. You'd never seen anything like it. Once again, it leaped us forward. But also, it was so well written, so tight. It moved and moved and moved and moved. I could watch Star Wars over and over again. And when you watch it on the big screen, it comes alive. So I agree. Susan, you're up next.
Okay, so Ted Cruz in the last episode, or last segment, made me think of this. How about Braveheart with Mel Gibson?
Oh, yes. I don't have the speech. I normally do, but I don't have the speech. Freedom!
Yes, he screams that at the end there. So it's just, you know, it's, I don't know, the fighting and what the times look like. And I don't know, it just really brought it to life.
And also for the big screen, Richard, wouldn't you say, like, the battlefield scenes, when you have battlefield scenes, they're just so much better in the big screen, aren't they?
Yeah, because then just in proportion, right? You can put it on a small screen, but then, you know, everything's just so small and you don't feel the gravity of it. You know, in these movies, especially the older movies like that, where they actually reuse real people, Andy, right? And
yeah.
So you can just see the breadth of the actual scene. Yeah, it's just fantastic.
Okay, let me jump in with, this is a series that you can watch that is, you know, I mean, they're fun to watch at home because they're so well written, but they're incredible on the big screen. And I'm talking about the Avengers. And this is from the first Avengers, and they're all together. They're talking about Loki, who is the brother of Thor.
I don't think we should be focusing on Loki. That guy's brain is a bag full of cats. He could smell crazy on him.
Have care how you speak. Loki is beyond reason, but he is of Asgard, and he is my brother.
He killed 80 people in 2 days.
He's adopted.
One thing about the Avengers, I thought, was probably the second or third funniest of the Marvel movies. I mean, Ant-Man was up there, but of course the funniest was Guardians of the Galaxy, which was hilarious. I guess we could get to that one next. But I just loved the writing in that, and I also loved the fight scenes. They were big, they were bold, and having them on the big screen, there is no comparison when you rent them at home.
Yeah.
Okay, and up next, we got someone chiming in here. It is Michael. Michael, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. Do you have a movie for us?
And I remember where I saw it.
Well, Michael, you're cutting out. Just a second here. One second. Are you in a better spot? Let's try it again.
Okay, but now.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, so I've got three of them for you.
Let's hear them.
First one is Long Kiss Goodnight, and I saw it in a theater out in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska when I was I think I was in my early 20s.
Scotts Bluff? I haven't been there in ages. Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yeah,
I'm forgetting that one. Who stars in that? Gina Davis?
That was Samuel L. Jackson. I don't remember who the main actor was. She played a mom that got knocked out, and she was actually a special agent, and they basically reactivated her.
Charlie's weighing in with Gina Davis.
Yeah,
and of course, with Samuel L. Jackson, you can't go wrong. Okay, great choice. What's next?
Of course not. Next is Lord of the Ring, Return of the King. And the cool thing about that one is that was released on my 23rd birthday, and I saw it on the day it was released at the Dave & Buster's IMAX Theater off of Colorado Boulevard.
Oh, you saw Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. By the way, has it ended yet? It kept ending. It blew my mind. The thing ended over and over and over, and it was just like, will you please stop adding endings? It was very impressive. You saw that on the monster screen out there at Dave & Buster's?
Yes, I did. It was an awesome movie.
That is so cool. By the way, I've seen some of these big screen movies right at that theater, and it's with that thing in front of you, it's like you're part of it.
Yes.
It's like you're immersed.
I know.
It's incredible.
It's one of the most amazing.
Return of the King.
My third movie.
Yeah, go ahead.
My third movie is, I saw this when I was a kid, and the cool thing is that they, if you told the other kids in elementary school that you went to see this movie, they thought you were full of it. So in this after-school program, this guy asked me a specific question. I'll tell you after the movie. The movie was Terminator 2, and I saw it at the Aurora Mall movie theater back when the Aurora Mall had a movie theater.
Oh, yes. By the way, that used to be my theater where I would go. I didn't work there, but I would go there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I happened to live not too far from there when things went down, unfortunately, tragically. But T2.
Not that theater. No, I'm talking, there was actually one inside of the mall itself.
Oh, yeah. Before they moved it out to the big one. Okay, I gotcha. I'm there now.
Right.
Yeah, I never went to that one in there.
The question I was asked.
Go ahead.
The question I was asked was, how did Arnold Schwarzenegger show up in the past? Because that was never on any of the previews. And if you knew how he showed up, which was buck naked, you had seen the movie in the theater.
Yes.
Yep.
In a circle that burns into the surroundings. By the way, T2 was incredible. What a movie. I would say, and we talked about sequels a few weeks ago. Richard, really quick, T2 topped the first one, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely it did. I mean, again, yeah, and I can't believe we didn't mention that one. But yeah, it was so much better with I don't even know the metal guy's name. Liquid metal, and he melts down and trans. Oh, so good,
T-1000.
So good.
Oh my gosh, the special effects. Hey, Richard, did you see that one in the theater?
I don't know if I actually. I take that back. I think I did, Andy.
I did.
It was one of my first ones.
I did. It was so cool.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
All right, Michael, you knocked it out of the park. 3 for 3.
And extra credit on all three, too.
Oh, I know. You were able to say what theater you were at. That's incredible. Way to go, man. Very impressive. All right. Thanks, Michael.
Good picture.
You bet. Richard, let's go through you two, and then we'll go to a break. So, Richard, you are up next. Movies for the big screen.
Lie, by the way, I didn't realize that Terminator 2 came out in 1991, so I was still yet to be born.
So what?
It was still a fantastic, fantastic film.
No, Richard, we don't accept excuses here. Okay.
I understand. It's a one shot or you lose it.
Yeah. All right, man. What do you got?
I'm going to say you kind of mentioned it with the last one. And so that's going to be, again, a series here. And that's going to be the Batman series. But specifically, I'll be honest, Batman The Dark Knight.
Yes.
I know, obviously, because of what happened that night, I was actually in the theater, not that theater, of course, but I was in a theater up in the Superior area.
Yeah.
At that point in time, when it happened, we actually saw a police officer or two walk into the theater, and then we got out, and then obviously kind of saw what happened, the unfortunate instance of that night.
Right.
But
just such a great, I mean, a great job with Heath Ledger. I mean, just an overall fantastic movie. And again, made for the big screen, you know, with their sweeping views.
Oh, yes.
And the action scenes and how Heath Ledger, you would kind of bounce around and do it. Oh, just fantastic. So, yes, made for the movie theater.
Oh, go ahead.
My turn?
First, I just want to comment. This was, what about the scene where you got the two ships out there and they've got to decide who's going to blow up who? And the sweeping views that they had of those, it was incredible. And also, ordinarily, you don't think about, well, gee, I want to see a great actor on the big screen. But the Joker, Heath Ledger as the Joker on the big screen is even more impressive than Heath Ledger on the Joker when you rent him. He just dominated. He was bigger than life. And he just dominated the entire movie. It was like, I don't even want to watch Batman. I just want to watch him.
Yes.
Fantastic, Richard. Incredible example. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Susan.
So, another movie that's great on the big screen.
Yeah.
You have to see Jurassic Park.
Oh, yes.
It'd be just, you know, the imagination and seeing the dinosaurs so close to you. Fascinating.
You know, another thing about seeing Jurassic Park, and Richard, did you see any of them in the theater?
I've seen the latest ones in the theater. But no, the early ones are just a little bit dating me.
Well, I know you're only 14, so I didn't want to press this. But when you see it in the theater, when you see Jurassic Park in the theater, the sound that is made by the dinosaurs just rocks the entire theater. It's terrifying, and it's so cool. Am I right, Susan?
Yeah, and it kind of, you know, shakes everything a little bit. That's one of the best parts about seeing them in the theaters, I think.
You bet. Okay, tell you what, when we come back, I'm also going to share, I got a ton of people online who gave me examples. So I got to share some of those when we come back. But first, RoofMax. Not only are roofs expensive, but roof damage can cost you big time in home repairs. So call Dave Hart at 303-710-6916, and he'll show you how RoofMax extends the life of your roof for 5, 10, even 15 years at a big savings over replacement. That's RoofMax at 303-710-6916.
RoofMax in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with RoofMax could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, RoofMax could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Before you can run your business more efficiently, you must learn to manage your own time. As the business owner, you cannot allow yourself to get bogged down by menial tasks. Your time is too valuable. You need to stay focused on the big picture. Otherwise, you'll be exhausted and frustrated. You won't have time for your family, and your company won't grow. John Rush will show you how to delegate for the sake of your sanity and your bottom line. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Susan Kochevar. And on the line, we've got Richard Rush. Okay, let me give you a couple examples. I don't want to read them all because I don't want to take too many of yours, so you guys can still get some in. Char McKeon gave me a great example of one that was incredible on the big screen, The Abyss.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw The Abyss opening night at the Continental down there at Hamden and I-25,
mm-hmm,
with that huge monster screen. Have you ever been there? Anybody been there besides me?
I've been there.
Yeah? Okay, we got a hand in the next room. Richard, have you seen The Abyss?
Nope.
Excellent movie. And by the way, The Abyss, I think, I'm pretty sure it came out before T2, and the liquid metal special effects were actually an extension of what they did with water in The Abyss.
Wow.
Yeah, the same kind of special effects. And in The Abyss, it's just, I don't want to give the story, but basically it was the most incredible movie at sea and underwater that I'd ever seen in my entire life.
Fantastic.
And yeah, incredible special effects. It just blew the screen away. Obviously, Lord of the Rings, we got a lot of Star Trek, Star Wars, Marvel, DC. And here was one, Moana.
Oh.
That's a good example. Richard, what do you think about Moana on the big screen with that incredible cartoon?
That's a good one. I didn't see it on the big screen, but that would be a good one to see.
Oh, it was. I did see it on the big screen. Blew me away.
Anything with music like that is wonderful.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. In fact, I have a clip, but I'll do it later. Let's go. Is it my turn?
I think so.
Yep.
Okay. Here's a movie clip from a movie you guys may not have seen. You may have seen. And it's a guy talking about what it takes to be a submarine captain from U-571. This is Bill Paxton.
You see, you hesitate. But as a captain, you can't. You have to act. If you don't, you put the entire crew at risk. Now that's the job. It's not a science. You have to be able to make hard decisions based on imperfect information. Asking men to carry out orders that may result in their deaths. And if you're wrong, you suffer the consequences. If you're not prepared to make those decisions, without pause, without reflection, then you've got no business being a submarine captain.
All right, Richard, he's talking to a young Matthew McConaughey right there. What do you think? Does that make you want to see U-571?
Absolutely, because I love those. Well, I love that movie and those types of movies, you know, kind of the older,
right?
You know, but obviously older in a newer style. But yes, very good movie. Never saw it in theaters, but it would be a fantastic one when in theaters.
Oh, my gosh. And I got to tell you, because that was a movie I was running a theater at the time out in Lee's Summit, Missouri. And I actually, you know, built it, put together the film and so forth. And we ran it and we previewed it the night before. The depth charge scenes, when they're dropping down around them, blew the theater away.
Wow.
I mean, you
literally.
Yeah, almost, almost. You could just feel the horror. It was so powerful. And, of course, the story was just so gripping. You're on the edge of your seat. U-571, for me, in a big screen, is incredible. They should re-release it. Did you ever see it?
Nope, I did not.
Oh, trust me, you'd like it. Okay, Richard, you're up next.
All right, I'm going to go with one, not quite the same theme, Andy, but one that I enjoy, and that was Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio. And, you know, they've got this scene where, you know, the cities kind of fold over the top of each other.
Right.
And just it kind of, so again, and just kind of how they, you know, do it, how you drop in, and then they've got the falling scene. That would be a good one, I guess, you know, when they start releasing these 4D movie theaters, where you could go to, you know, they kind of maybe move the seats around and, like, have, you know, water in your face, kind of the slow motion stuff. Just really cool, really, you know, kind of trippy in that way. But, yeah, one of the, again, a different category of the drama, but very enjoyable.
Absolutely. And, by the way, Inception is like one of those freaky movies, right? Where everything is freaky, weird, and those kinds of things on the big screen absolutely come alive. It's like you're in the middle of them. That's a great example. I had not thought of Inception.
It is a good example.
Yeah, okay. Susan, you're up next.
Okay, so kind of starting off some of these movies, how about Jaws? That was best, I think, on the big screen. The music and just the buildup at the time, it was really...
When you are in the theater and you're hearing from all sides, and you're underwater, and for the first time, this is before a million shark movies had been made.
Yes.
And this monster thing is coming at you. Wow.
Well, now we have Shark Week because there's so many shark movies.
I know. And it all started from Jaws. Jaws, once again, a lot of these movies for the big screen are the kind that advance the genre.
Yep.
And suddenly everybody has to be like that. Richard, what do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it like you say, I think that the key is, well, it kind of sets the tone for future movies, right?
Yes.
It looks silly if you see it on the little screen now, just not as powerful.
It did, exactly. And like you say, I don't know how many people sit at home and, you know, watch Jaws on a Friday night. But, you know, if it was re-released in theaters, I think a lot of people would go and see that.
Watching Jaws on your little on your TV at home is almost like listening to it on the radio. I mean, I'm sorry, but it's just not going to work.
Yes, that's a good example.
Okay, up next, we've got Jersey Joe. Jersey, you got a movie?
I do, and it's a Western. It's before Richard was born, and I'll start with the minor characters, and let's see how far up the cast I have to go before you can guess who it was.
Okay.
Rosanna Arquette, Jeff Goldblum, Linda Hunt,
Silverado.
Silverado. Talk Woo-hoo! About scenery and cattle stampedes and gunfights. You know, you got Scott Glenn, Kevin Klein, Brian Dent, Danny Glover. You know, what a I just think it was an incredible movie. You know,
oh yes,
gorgeous scenery and you know and some incredible gunfight scenes.
You know,
Richard,
what you
have you ever seen? You ever seen Silverado?
I have not. No. It sounds enjoyable, but no, I'll be honest. Like you say, it's a little bit before my time.
Joe, have you ever seen Kevin Costner as a hyper character like that? I had not. He's always so laid back.
I loved it. He plays like he's like an ADD, and he's just Richard on Netflix. Watch Silverado. It's time well spent. And the other one you've never seen that I'm going to recommend is Quigley Down Under with what's his name? He's in Blue Bloods.
Tom Selleck.
Tom Selleck.
Yes.
Another great movie.
I have actually seen Quigley Down Under, so I'll have to watch Silverado.
Yeah, no, Silverado is just one of the best Westerns ever made, and I'm including all of the John Wayne Westerns when I say that. So,
what do you think, Susan? Did you see either of these?
Quigley Down Under, but I did not see Silverado, so.
Okay, you got Susan and Richard, you have homework now. I'm telling you what, you need to see Silverado.
Andy, I am no longer in school. It is not homework. It is relaxation.
Even better. Trust me. Hey, Joe, you're right. That's a treat. Silverado, thing about it is it moves fast, right? Some of these old Westerns don't move fast. For new watchers, that one does. You're not waiting, and the acting is superb.
Yeah, I mean, with that cast, I mean, you know, Scott Glenn, Kevin Klein, Linda Hunt, Dennehy, Mel Glover, Jeff Goldblum, even John Cleese playing a sheriff.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Awesome.
Just an awesome movie. Anyway, Richard, you won't be disappointed.
All right, Joe, I'll definitely take you up on that.
Okay.
That's my contribution, guys.
Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye. We'll hear from you later. Take care. Okay, guys, shall we take a break and then come back and fly through a bunch of them? Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, let's do it. Up next is Barber's Foods. Just a reminder, Richard, Susan, I want to remind you guys, Jared Polis has declared March 20th to be meat-free. Meat-free. So call Barber's Foods right away. Place that order for the highest quality meats around. Come on, you're an adult. Be an American, right? You can enjoy the best, healthiest meat around anytime you want. Call or text Barber's at 303-466-7338 or order online at barbersfoods.com. At Barber's Foods, you're not meant to be meat-free, just free.
To combat food inflation, Barber's Foods is offering great deals to help fill your freezer. Prices for soybeans and corn are up, and most farm animals are fed on corn and soy. So it's costing more to feed animals. That's why meat prices will be going up this year everywhere, an estimated 10 to 25%. To save money on high-quality meats, head over to barbersfoods.com and click on the Fill My Freezer page to see all of their specials. Colorado-produced ground beef in one-pound user-friendly packages, only $2.99 per pound. Pittman Farms boneless, skinless, air-chilled chicken breasts in small, easy-to-use packs for only $5.99 per pound. Barber's Foods knows the families that raise and process the meats they sell, so whether it's Pittman Farms air-chilled chicken, the Beeler family Duroc non-GMO pork, Colorado-grown beef, or any of the other meats they sell, they know that the animals were raised right and cared for humanely. Barber'sFoods.com, Colorado native-owned since 1949.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Sharon says, "Love this company. They have gone above and beyond to respond to our copier and service needs for the past 10 years. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
If you haven't walked through the Chevrolet showroom at Purifoy, it's a really fun experience. There's a guest book at the entrance and you look through there. It's actually become sort of a vacation destination for Chevrolet enthusiasts who've come from other countries just to walk around and look at these gorgeous cars and purchase a vehicle. You know, you think of Fort Lupton as a small town and it does have that small town personable feel, but the facilities at Purifoy Chevrolet are really stunning.
You know, I've had the chance to spend time with Rolly Purifoy and he's such a genuine man. He is willing to do anything at that dealership. And in fact, we have seen him doing anything, washing windows, cleaning a floor, redoing the whole Corvette showroom. That's just who he is. He's a guy that is not afraid to get his hands dirty, to do the work. He's more of a servant leader than he is the leader that says, you got to go do this. So that makes me want to buy a car at Purifoy Chevrolet, and that should make you want to buy a car there too.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
From KLZ 560, I'm Richard Beatty with traffic and weather. It's getting ugly out there. I-25 North at US 36. Two lanes are blocked, backed up to Park Avenue. That's like four exits. There's a wreck at Hampton and Tamarack. Emergency highway work, I-225 south at Parker. A wreck at Wadsworth and Cross. And then we have a pretty big crash way up north at I-25 at Colorado 66. That's exit 243 near Longmont. Here's your sky view weather for your weekend. Sunny and pleasant, a high today in the 40s. We're still there. Tomorrow, a chance of snow. Overnight lows in the teens, and then a high both Saturday and Sunday of just 35. That's traffic. That's weather. I'm Richard Beatty, KLZ 560, your home station.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Susan Kochevar. And on the line, we have Richard Rush. We are talking movies for the big screen movies, movies that are just better when they're released on something large.
Yes.
Yes. And really quick, before we move on, Charlie had an outstanding example at the break, and I just got to share it with you guys. Richard, I want to share it with you first. Coco. Comment, please.
That is a fantastic one. I haven't seen it in theaters. Obviously, I've seen it. I haven't seen it in theaters, but that would be fantastic.
It was awe-inspiring when they show you they're looking at all the city and at all the various levels of the city. And of course, you know, it's a thrill ride at various times and it's incredibly touching. What do you think, Susan?
It is, and Disney doesn't like to bring that out of their vault very often. It's hard to get that to play.
It is hard to get Coco, isn't it? Okay. Well, by the way, Disney, they put the locks on so many things. Okay.
They do.
Really quick here, folks. Just a little quote from a movie that, you know what? I think you're going to recognize it, and this is a movie that was incredible on the big screen.
Captain Barbossa, I am here to negotiate the cessation of hostilities against Port Royal.
There are a lot of long words in there, miss. We're naught but humble pirates. What is it that you want?
I want you to leave and never come back.
I'm disinclined to acquiesce to your request. Means no.
I love that. Pirates of the Caribbean was incredible. And by the way, folks, just so you know, and this is true, in our home, this is part of our marriage thing. You know, it's one of the things that the marriage would stop if this ever happened. But so far, so good. In back of our bed, up on the wall, we have an almost full wall poster from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Wow.
I know. It's one of those, you know, those really nice ones that are made of like Naga hide leather, yeah. That kind of thing. Uh-huh. You know what they are. It's incredible, and it just dominates the wall. Richard, Pirates of the Caribbean, I thought was just one of the best big screen movies ever. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I forgot about it, Andy, but that is a good one. That's a very good one. It makes complete sense, and yeah, it is, especially, again, the pirate scenes, and they do the theme music and just some of the fight scenes there, just overall, you know, and the cinematography is fantastic. So
I agree. Yep. Okay, Richard, give us one.
All right, I'm going to go with one. Matthew McConaughey, Space, Interstellar.
Oh yeah,
very, you know, kind again with the big, you know, big scenes made you feel like you were in space, and you know, he's in the
fifth dimension or sixth, or, you know, I get lost of the dimensions that he's in. Just kind of a fun movie in that regard. Obviously, a longer movie. At the end, I know how much you love those, but overall, definitely a movie to be seen in theaters.
I'm such an impatient guy, but you're right. And by the way, that's one of those movies, if you showed it 40, 50 years ago, people would get sick watching it. And nowadays, we're all hardened, and we can watch that kind of movie and not have a problem. Susan, you're next.
Okay, how about the Matrix series?
Oh, yes.
Those were awesome.
And by the way, those you can rent those, but my gosh, on the big screen.
They're the best.
Especially when you go through the city that they have. Oh, incredible. Yeah. Okay, The Matrix, love it. Red pill, blue pill. Dan in Blackhawk, you are up next. What do you got for us? One second here. One second.
Sure.
Okay, Dan, go ahead. I couldn't hear you. You're up next.
Okay, can you hear me?
There, you just came on, sir. What do you got for us?
So we're going to start in the 80s and we're going to go backwards.
Okay.
I had to bear through it. I don't know if you did, Andy. Richard did. Out of Africa with Robert Redford and what was her name? It was a grand one. It was big on the screen. Beautiful scenery.
Sweeping scenery. Beautiful.
Yes. It was horrible to bear through, though. It was a chick movie. So.
Yeah.
But I had to bear through it. Let's go to 71. We'll start with Jeremiah Johnson.
Excellent.
That's a big one.
Yep. Paint Your Wagon.
Oh, yeah. Now, yeah, but you got to hear Clint sing. But go ahead. I'll forgive you for Paint Your Wagon.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's nice scenery in that.
Yes, there was.
Besides the point. And then don't forget Julia Andrews in Sound of Music.
Oh, yes. That was, oh, wow. How did I not think of Sound of Music? That was incredible
on
the big
one.
Screen.
Yep. And then I never bore through the one that everybody loved, but frankly, my dear, I don't give a, who was it? Back in the 40s.
Gone with the Wind.
With the Wind, yes.
Oh my gosh! What? And
Scarlett O'Hara.
I was given that online too. What an incredible movie to see on the big screen that you never do.
Yeah.
Right.
Dan. Fantastic! Wow. Several great examples. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Take care. Okay. Next up is Joy from Denver. Joy, would you like to weigh in on movies for the big screen?
The original Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Extra points because I seen them at a marathon at a drive-in theater in Denver.
Oh, double points.
When I was a kid. Yeah.
You saw, wait a minute. You, as a kid, you saw Planet of the Apes at a marathon at a drive-in theater. That is so cool.
It was all night long, all the original Planet of the Apes.
That would be called A Dusk to Dawn. Which theater did you see that in?
You know what? I can't remember. Back then, there were a lot of drive-in theaters.
There were.
It was on Federal. I think it was on Federal somewhere.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic example. You got any more?
Yep. The Perfect Storm.
The Perfect Storm. Way. Was that Clooney?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The fishing boat. I'm
you
telling
guys
you
were
what.
Doing
that.
Great on yours.
By the way, you took one of mine. That the Perfect Storm. Oh my gosh! If you want to get seasick though, watching a movie, that's the one.
Well, that was pretty scary too.
It was scary. It's terrifying.
Think about being on the ocean with that wave. That was really scary.
Fantastic, Joy. Well, thank you so much. Great examples.
You have a great day.
You betcha. I've got a tough act to follow with that. I'm going to go way back to a movie that John hates, but he's not here, so I can do it. The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yes.
Incredible to see in the big screen.
Especially
just incredible.
Colored now. It's gorgeous.
Okay, rapid fire. Richard, you're up next.
Terrible, Andy, but I'll pass it. Avatar.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's another good one.
And in 3D, which was really good.
Fantastic example. Avatar was one of those, if you saw it in the big screen, it was like a whole different experience, a whole new world. Susan, you're up next.
So this is kind of different, but I like the Ocean's 11, you know, with the fast pace and everything that's going on in there.
Because of the big casino look.
Casinos, it looks great.
It's just dominant. Okay, let me go a little sports. Hoosiers.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like the game is being played right in front of you. And it's like you've got your courtside. Is that, am I going too far here, Richard, or what do you think?
No, no, no. I'll take that one, and I'm going to up you with Friday Night Lights.
Yes. Oh, yes. See, some of these sports movies, man, when you see them in the theater, they're incredible. Susan.
How about Forrest Gump?
Oh, wow.
I like that one on the big screen, too.
That had sweeping scenery and, once again, a performance, a lead performance, which is even better on the big screen than at home. I totally agree. Okay. One second. What was that? Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Charlie just showed off. He came up with Titanic. Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Your favorite, Andy. Your favorite.
Not one of my favorites because it's 3 hours and it's too, you know, romantic. I know, I'm a guy. What can I say? But I am the king of the world. You know, yeah, Titanic was incredible on the big screen. And by the way, I have never in my life, and you know this is a movie theater manager, I have never seen a movie where so many people went to it so many times.
Oh, yeah.
Again and again and again, especially young females, by the way. Okay, let's go war movie, Glory.
Yes.
With Matthew Broderick. And have you seen that yet, Richard, or not yet?
I have not. No, not yet.
If you have a chance, do it. Okay, we got about 45 seconds. Richard, go.
Aquaman.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Great on the big screen. Susan.
So how about Apollo 13, directed by Ron Howard? Fantastic.
Fantastic. Okay, how about just the early scene of Pearl Harbor, the bombing scene? Don't yes. see the rest of the movie was just a bomb. But if you saw the bombing scene, it took your breath away. Richard.
I'm going to go with the James Bond movies. I feel like they're always better. That and the Mission Impossible series
oh, yes.
are always better in theaters.
Incredible. Susan.
So how about Back to the Future? Remember when that first broke? That was fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Watching them zoom back. And that was very cool in the big screen. I'm going to go with Frozen when she builds the castle on the big screen. Richard.
The Star Trek. The newer ones, because I'm not old enough for the younger ones.
They're incredible.
Those are good.
Hey, Mike, you're up next. You've got virtually no time. Go ahead. What do you got?
Okay, I don't remember what year it was, but it's not my favorite movie, but Close Encounters of the Third Kind at the Cooper Cinerama Theater.
Yep.
Fantastic, and you end us on a high note. Way to go, Michael. Take care, man. And that's it for hour number two. Thank you, Richard, for joining us and for all the movies. It was fantastic. Thank you, Susan. And thank you, Richard's child.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Okay, in hour number three, we are going to have Jonathan Lockwood coming up next in the race for Colorado GOP chair right here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.